This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a report out earlier this week from the White House Council of Economic Advisors about one of the big but not often discussed issues in the U.S. job market. Occupational licensing. That is, jobs for which you're required to have a license. Government approval, in other words. The report said licensing has gotten way out of hand and that that is hurting the economy. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Nivea Earle has been doing African-style hair braiding for the past 16 years.
So it's just kind of like a love and a passion for me.
She decided to open a hair braiding shop in Jacksonville, Arkansas 3 years ago, and soon learned that first she needed to go to school to become a licensed cosmetologist, trained not in braiding, but in cutting, dyeing, and washing hair, even though as a hair braider, she wouldn't do any of those things.
I would have had to go into cosmetology school to pay thousands of dollars for something that they do not even teach.
It's not just hair braiding. States are requiring licenses for more and more jobs. Florists, security guards, even dog trainers can need licenses. Morris Kleiner is an economist at the University of Minnesota and consulted with the White House on its report.
In the 1950s, about 5% of the workforce were licensed at the state level. That number has grown to 25%.
The White House report says the increased licensing requirements drive up prices, and it's harder for workers to move because licensing laws vary from state to state, and states don't recognize each other's licenses. Kleiner says voluntary certification would work better than mandatory licensing. The certification could be done by states or trade associations. Kim Whedon says be careful about that. She teaches sociology at Cornell University.
Some of these organizations are really looking at certification programs as a source of revenue for their organization.
Whedon says there's a whole industry devoted to selling certifications, and nobody's regulating them. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.